Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
I heard Sal... And I understand Sal's point. I do. I know, I don't think that he can't get excited for how good this Met team is. I do understand that Juan Soto not performing is a little bit of a downer. Not that it should overshadow anything. I don't think that's what Sal was saying necessarily. Like, it's not that it overshadows anything. It's that part of the excitement for the season, part of the reason so many tickets have been sold, it wasn't that, you know, when you were saying, when the whole big brother, little brother thing was happening, it wasn't so much, hey, we're going to have a great year and you're not. That's part of it. But it was Juan Soto is now with the Mets. And he was great from the jump as a Yankee. And every Met fan was excited to see the great Juan Soto be a part of what's going on with the team. And so far, he's not. And I have to admit. I'm not huge on reading body language, although I do think it was fair to read it with Devin Williams. So I know sometimes I buy into it, sometimes I don't. Hey, that's life. Sometimes I think people read too much into body language, but sometimes I do think you can. I think Devin Williams is a situation where his last outing, his body language led me to take him to believe that they were right to take him out of the closer role as much as his lack of success. Like, I honestly believe... I saw something put out about his changeup was still the best pitch in baseball this year. It still had the most movement or most rotation spins. Like, his changeup was still, in the metrics, the best pitch in all of baseball this year, and it was getting tattooed. So, like, it wasn't so much just his stuff. I do think the body language was part of it. I have to admit, watching Juan Soto and the clip, and I'm reading too much into it, but I watched every one of Juan Soto's at-bats last year. And it does feel a little bit different right now. And it's probably, and I shouldn't even say probably, it's almost certainly all about his struggles. And he never struggled like this with the Yankees last year. And even if he did, it was already after he had such a great start that his numbers were always good and he contributed so much to the team early on. So when he did go through his mild struggles throughout the year, it didn't look like 230. He didn't see 230 on the scoreboard for his batting average at any point last year. He didn't see 1-2 home runs. He didn't see 12 RBIs. Like, he got off to such a great start that even during his struggles, he had already started a great season. But I have to admit, we are seeing less of the shuffle. We are seeing less of the excitement. And then there's this clip right now. And again, I'm not trying to tell you that it's a certainty, but when you, like, if you watch it and you're being somewhat fair, there's a moment where they have the video where Alonso kind of pulls him in to look at the camera and smile and take a picture, and he does. And then, like, the second, like, he gives it a good 10 seconds, and then immediately the smile goes away and he walks off. Again, does that mean he's unhappy being a Met? No. Does it mean he's regretting his decision? No. Does it mean that something's up with him right now and he's not himself? Yes. I think that's fair. He doesn't seem to be himself right now. He not at the plate, not with his body language, not with his... fun-loving, you know, he's still celebrating wins, of course. That's all nonsense that he's unhappy when they win. He was ripping the shirt off Marte. He was all involved in the walk-off wins. Like, he's fine. and he will be fine. But there is, you're not seeing what the Yankee fans saw all of last year. That's just a fact. I've watched the Met games. I watched every second of his entire Yankee season last year. You are not seeing the same Juan Soto that the Yankee fans saw. And part of your excitement into this year was to see that. You wanted to see that. I get that. And despite having the best record in baseball, and despite being unbelievably, you know, having this great season and the pitching lab and Pete Alonso and everything that goes with it, it certainly shouldn't make you feel any less excited about how good this team could be. On the contrary, you probably should feel like, hey, Juan Soto hasn't even done anything yet, and we're the best team in baseball. Like, it's a positive to be this good without Juan Soto contributing at Juan Soto levels. It's probably a positive. In fact, I think it is a positive. But it doesn't change the fact that you were hoping to witness, because part of Juan Soto's greatness isn't just the numbers. And I talked about this as a Yankee fan who lost them. I wasn't only disappointed that I lost Juan Soto the player. I mean, I was, and that's the main thing. But I was also disappointed I watched, or I'm losing watching Juan Soto play baseball. Because I'll tell you, I love Aaron Judge, and I love watching him play baseball. I love watching him hit, and we're seeing a guy who isn't even locked in. I'll be telling you, I don't even think Judge is locked in, because when he's locked in, the balls are flying out of the ballpark at a higher rate than they are right now. But he's hitting. He's not even locked in. He's hitting 400. He's got a 1.2 OPS, and I don't think we've seen the best of him. I love watching Aaron Judge play. It's still not the same as watching Juan Soto at bats. There's something about watching Juan Soto go through an at-bat and that chess match that is the pitcher-hitter situation and the shuffle and everything about it. Like, watching Juan Soto play baseball is an absolute joy. I loved every second of it, and I was quoted as saying, and I mean this, in parts of me, somewhere deep down, if he was going to leave, I'm almost excited, or at least, you know, I shouldn't say excited. That's not the right word. I shouldn't say excited. I'm almost okay with the idea that he went to the Mets, because at least I'm going to get to watch him on a nightly basis. That's how much I enjoy watching Juan Soto. That at least somewhere deep down, the baseball fan in me is somewhere deep overriding the Yankee fan in me, saying at least I get to watch this dude play, because that's how much fun it is to watch Juan Soto play. And for the first month, despite all of the winning, it hasn't been that much fun watching Juan Soto play. And I understand the downer that is on some level. But that's your biggest complaint. Your biggest complaint is the Mets are doing things with the starting rotation that this side of maybe the Astros a couple years ago, or the Astros 6-7 years ago, we haven't seen before. I mean, it doesn't matter who they plug in, they're incredible. They've done a masterful job of it. They're the best team in baseball. They have the best record in baseball. At home, they are damn near unbeatable. And this doesn't put a damper on that. And as a Met fan, you should be through the roof excited. But I could understand someone who was looking forward to watching Juan Soto be Juan Soto and not having seen it yet is a little bit of a downer. But I fully expect you to see it. And eventually, he's going to be Juan Soto. But something's off right now. Something is definitely off. And if you go back to his days in San Diego, there were times where something was off in San Diego. It just so happens, and this has, the Yankee fan has lost them. I have no ground to stand on to brag about this or throw this in your face, Met fans. So please, do not take it this way. You have him. I long for him. I miss him. I'm still pissed off he's not a Yankee. I'm not trying to brag, but I'm just stating facts. We as Yankee fans, saw nothing but the best of Juan Soto in every moment of his 1 year as a Yankee. San Diego saw a downturn, and the Mets are seeing a down first month. The Yankees never saw that. We saw nothing but an unbelievable hitter and a guy who could carry your team, a guy who was there when Judge wasn't there. Just every day of him being in a Yankee uniform, he was at the pinnacle of the sport. And we have not seen that in a Met uniform for a month, and that's what you thought you were getting from day one, and it hasn't been there. And that's why he's going to continue to be a story, but ultimately, I have zero doubt zero that before long you are going to see that, and the idea that you're this good without it is far better than having Juan Soto and having other people struggle and not being that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the way you would want it. And it's actually a really positive scenario for the team if you think about it, because there is no doubt Juan Soto is going to get going. But we haven't seen it yet. And you haven't seen the same kind of joy from him. That's just true. And it's much more to do with his struggles than it is being in a Met uniform. But it is the case.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soda. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.